angel comes down and says,
Mary, you are going to have a baby.
Don't be afraid. Name him Jesus, the Son of God and the Savior of the world.
She said, yes. And Mary and Joseph, they rode on donkeys. They went to Joseph's place that he lived. So they went to go find hotels. There were a bunch of them in Bethlehem. So they said, no, all full, every single one.
There was no room left in Bethlehem.
No one had room in the houses.
They had to have shelter to have the baby, but there wasn't any room, so they had to go in a barn.
Then Mary had her baby.
A manger is where hay is, where cows and pigs eat.
Yep, a cow and a horse and a dog and a bunny and a camel and a donkey.
And so the shepherds were just taking care of their sheep, and then a bright light came, and then the bright light stopped, and then it was still night. It was nighttime, and they heard voices singing, and the voices were angels singing.
Twinkle little stars, twinkle little stars.
And the angel said, "Do not be afraid. I have brought you some good news."
They went off to Bethlehem to see Jesus getting born.
And then after that, they didn't just go and go back to their normal life. They started to tell everybody.
The wise men were having a normal journey on the camels in the desert. And then, well, not in the desert. They were in Jerusalem too. And the king told them to go find baby Jesus.
Looked up at the sky, they saw a new star and they followed it.
They saw the star and if we can follow that, that's where that star will lead to him. And they had presents for baby Jesus.
Bring gold, perfume, and frankincense.
Maybe a blanket, bottle.
Bobby doll. In sky, in face, and liner, in sky.
Myrrh, gold, and frankincense.
Oh my goodness, thank you, Lord, I'm so happy.
Well, good morning, and Merry Christmas. It is great to worship with you this morning, and we're so thankful you made the journey through the cold to be here with us. That is not taken lightly. We know you could be at home warm right now, and you chose to get yourself and your family dressed and come out and see us and worship with us. So we are so grateful for that this morning. I am so excited about Christmas and being able to speak today quickly, but I know we don't have a whole lot of time, and I did prep about half, just in case you're all panicking. Kids, there are busy bags in the back if you need those for kids, but we will kind of talk through some stuff, and I'll ask you for some participation too, kids. I don't know that if anything pressing for announcements. As far as offering goes, if you would like to worship in that way, there is a plate in the back. You can also go to middletownnaz.com and click the Donate Now button in the upper left-hand corner, and that'll get you where you need to go. Would you pray with me before we jump in this morning? God, we just thank you for Christmas. We thank you for this season, for everything that you've done, everything we've already praised and proclaimed and told stories about, made videos about this morning. God, we just are so grateful that you would send your Son to be born and live and dwell among us, ultimately die for us and give us an avenue to eternal life. We just love you this morning, and we commit these next few minutes to you. We just ask for your Holy Spirit to give us wisdom, discernment, guidance, and that we would just take some of your word this morning, apply it to our lives, and leave here changed for the better. We love you and praise you, and it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, this morning, just kind of a one-off, this is my fifth Christmas message. It's been kind of crazy, drawn from the bottom of the well here, but we've talked about Christmas all from the end of November until today. And what we want to talk about today is Christmas is great, right? Christmas is awesome. It's a really good, fun time. As a kid, you're really excited about it. But there's also an element of Christmas that has some pain associated with it. And what I mean by that is there are people who have lost loved ones or maybe didn't have great family relationships or maybe are estranged from their family, and Christmas is a painful time. And Christmas can amplify debt, loneliness, emptiness, and the list goes on. And so while Christmas is this awesome event that we celebrate, it's also a time that can bring pain for people. The last few weeks, we've talked about, we've gone through our Advent series through Christmas songs, and we've talked about hope and peace and joy and love. And last night, we gathered and took communion and read the Christmas story together and sang songs together. And so this morning, I thought it would be appropriate to end with the word comfort. That's not in the Advent wreath or candle. It's not, but it's something I do believe comes with Christmas. So unfortunately, we all deal with pain, and we will all have pain in our lives at some point. Have you ever heard yourself asking the question, where is God in all this? Have you ever felt that before? You've been in a season of life where you just feel like my prayers aren't being heard or answered, and I'm not, nothing's going my way, and I can't catch a break. Maybe you've been there. I know I have. Maybe you're just being quiet on me this morning, but you've felt that. Where is God in all this? Well, Christmas answers that question quite literally, right? We see Jesus being born and dwelling among us. Comfort is really just encouragement through presence. Encouragement through presence. It can be through words, but by being there for someone. It's very easy to comfort someone when you are in the presence of them. So Christmas, we know, is God with us, Emmanuel, right? We've talked about it for the last month. Christmas is just meaning that Jesus came to earth, God in flesh, to dwell among us. Have you ever been hurt, especially as a kid? Okay, thank you. Thank you, goodness sakes. You guys are going to sleep on me now. I know I'm not a funny video, but I promise we'll get somewhere with this. So as a kid growing up, and I guess kids in the room, who do we go to? Who's the parent you run to when you're hurt? Mom. Yeah, I heard all mom, and if not, it's 98% mom, right? It's always mom. When we get hurt, we want to run to mom. When I was a kid, I learned to run to anyone but my grandpa. My grandpa had these concoctions. I don't know what they were. They're very old, in the brown bottle, you know, like the old stuff. And every time I would ask, is this rubbing alcohol? And he would say no. And then he said, it won't even hurt. And every time it hurt terribly, right? And that was always the answer. You get a scrape, just douse it with something that's going to make it feel like you're dying, and then you're going to be fine. So I learned very quickly to not go to grandpa anymore. But typically, we all have the one parent, whether it's mom or dad, that'll say, shake it off or run it off or rub some dirt in it. Or then you'll have the one that's typically mom that's like, oh, come here, sweetie. Come here. Let me make it better, right? And so naturally, when we want comforted, we want to go to the one that's going to make us feel better and more comfortable in that moment. Well, parents are one thing, but with Christmas, this is literally God saying, not just come here, but I'm here. I'm here and I'm present and I'm here to comfort you in life's troubles, in the seasons, in the storms. It's God saying, I'm here. Maybe you've been lonely, especially during Christmas time. I'm lonely. I'm worried about the future, or maybe it's my family is crazy, or maybe I'm hurting. Not you guys. My family's great. I'm sure all of yours are too. But you know, just in case you find yourself in that realm, I'm hurting. I'm lonely. Jesus says, I know, and I'm here. I know, and I'm here. Christmas is the presence of comfort. Christmas is the presence of comfort. It is hope and peace and joy and love all in one within the flesh, but it's also the presence of comfort. We're going to be in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 3 through 7 today. And this is Paul. So in this passage, we're going to see the word comfort, I think, 9 times in these 5 verses. It says this: Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of compassion and the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all of our troubles so that we can comfort those in any trouble with the comfort we ourselves receive from God. For just as we share abundantly in the sufferings of Christ, so also our comfort abounds through Christ. If we are distressed, it is for your comfort and salvation. If we are comforted, it is for your comfort, which produces in you patient endurance of the same sufferings we suffer. And our hope for you is firm, because we know that just as you share in our sufferings, so also you share in our comfort. So we're going to talk about 3 truths about comfort this Christmas, and I know you all have plans and family today, so we will not be long at this, but 3 things out of the scripture and 3 truths about comfort to take with us into the rest of this Christmas season. Number 1, God with us is our true source of comfort. God with us is our true source of comfort. When pain appears, right, we desire comfort. And if you don't believe that, I'll prove it to you. Right? We don't have to say anything. You guys get it. It's nice to eat your feelings sometimes, isn't it? Just go straight to the carbs. When things are bad, mac and cheese and mashed potatoes will fix it. At least for me, right? Maybe if food isn't your thing, you're some kind of psychopath who can just eat till you're almost full and walk away. I don't know. I don't know your genetics or whatever, but I get it. You guys are better than everybody. But maybe you like shopping. Maybe that numbs the pain for a little bit. It's a comfort that you turn to. Or maybe you just jump on social media and scroll through and look how much worse everybody else's life is, and you can make yourself feel better that way. There are these things that we turn to for comfort, and sometimes that looks like addiction, right? Sometimes those things are not great, and addiction can take over our lives if we do this kind of thing too much. Now, false comfort, right? Because God with us is the true comfort, so false comfort causes pain, right? When I eat to cover up pain, I always feel miserable after. Anybody else? It's no fun feeling bloated, walking around just really full and painful. Or when I've shopped, right, when I've bought something to cover up some pain, you always regret it. You always miss that money. You wish you wouldn't have done it. Or it just makes you want the next thing. Right? There's never a good ending to covering our pain with false comfort. The good news of Christmas is that we don't have to pursue a comfort product. Right? Jesus is here. Said, I'm here. And this is where we get God with us versus God around us, right? If it was just God around us somewhere, we would be chasing these products, but it's God with us all the time. For the stories we've read today, it was Jesus in flesh. For us today, it's his spirit literally dwelling within us, God with us. Number 2, God shares in our suffering. God shares in our suffering. This is from the passage we just read. And our hope for you is firm, because we know that just as you share in our suffering, so also you share in our comfort. You ever heard somebody say this, or maybe you've said it yourself? No one understands my pain. Maybe you've felt that before. There's nobody that could understand what I'm going through specifically. There's nobody that can understand what this feels like. Jesus understands being a victim. Right? If you've, I mean, maybe you have truly been a victim and been abused or had something terrible happen to you. So is Jesus. Jesus understands being betrayed. Remember Judas, who like lived with him and worked with him for 3 years and then turned his back on him and turned him in? Jesus understands being betrayed. Jesus understands your pain, big or small, and he shares in your suffering. Through the cross, Jesus understands emotional pain, physical pain, and relational pain. Every one of those things, Jesus can understand. I don't know any of us that have had to endure torture and then death on a cross. Jesus understands your pain. And he did it when he didn't deserve it. Christmas says, I'm here, right? God with us says, I'm here. The cross says, I know your pain. So not only is Jesus here in comfort, in presence, but he also understands and he suffers with you. When you're in pain, he suffers with you, and he also participates in your comfort. Number three, comforted lives comfort others. Comforted lives comfort others. This is the last part of that passage we read. So that we can comfort those in any trouble with the comfort we ourselves receive from God. So we can comfort those in any trouble with the comfort that we ourselves receive from God. So as Jesus is present with us, we are able to be present with others. As Jesus is more present and more comforting in our lives, we get to turn over and be presence and comfort in the lives of others. Or we get to represent Jesus in this comfort. Have you ever heard somebody say, your presence brings me comfort? Never had to say, you know, maybe somebody's going through a rough time and you don't know what to say, and so you don't. And they say, you know, it's all right. You just being here helps. You being here, that's a comfort to me. Presence wins with people. Clearly, Jesus becoming human, living and dwelling among us, it wins with people. And then us being present with other people, it wins with people. So this Christmas, where do I need comfort? Just two questions to think about today. Where do I need comfort, and how can I comfort others? Where do I need comfort, and how can I comfort others? I leave you with this. Don't treat Christmas like a receipt, like a warranty. Jesus came, he was born, and now my ticket's punched to heaven, right? I said, I believe in Jesus, and I get to go to heaven, and I'm going to take that Menards rebate and set it on the shelf. Right? And I'm going to forget about it. Don't treat Christmas this way. Jesus has been born and he's bought and paid for our sins for eternal life, but that begins now. Right? Eternal life begins now. We don't have to just live for one day we'll be in eternity. Eternity is now, right? We have this awesome opportunity at this kingdom life that Jesus offers. We get to be comforted through our trials and seasons of life, and we also get to use that same comfort and give that to others. Jesus is calling us to be in eternal life now, not to wait. Would you pray with me? Father, we just thank you this morning. We thank you for Christmas. We thank you for the comfort that you bring, for the presence that you offer. What a weird holiday would it be if this was just God around us. We thank you that you're so ever present and there when we need your guidance and your comfort. God, we just praise you today for that. Help us to go into whatever the day has for each one of us, and to family celebrations. Maybe those have all happened and we're just going to go home and watch football. God, help us in the midst of whatever we're doing today, to know that you are here still today. You are present and you are still comforting. And God, help us to take that comfort and turn around and comfort those who are lonely, who are hurting, who've been victimized. And help us to point them to you because you understand it all. We can't thank you enough for what it means to be celebrating Christmas, for the birth of your Son. We thank you for that grace that was poured out on the cross that started at Christmas. We love you. We praise you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. The band's going to sing a couple more Christmas songs. We're going to sing together, and then we'll be dismissed. So would you stand with us and sing?